It's a special late edition of Harry Duke and Theater Thursday. We're talking about the Cinnabar Theater production of The Absolute Brightness of Leonard Pelkey.
Correct.
Okay. Well, right. I'll just turn it right over to you, Harry.
All right. Sounds good. North Bay Theaters continue to present programming online and streaming. And Petaluma's Cinnabar Theater, as Steve just mentioned, will be presenting The Absolute Brightness of Leonard Pelkey. It opens January 22nd, runs through the 31st. And here to talk to us about it are director Nathan Cumming and actor Mike Pavone. Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks. How many roles are you playing, Mike?
9 different roles.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said when I first read it. Maybe 7 too many. I don't know. Hard to say. I'll leave that to the audience. But.
So wow. It's a one-person performer playing multiple characters. And let's talk a little bit about the play. It's a fascinating play. It's about 6 years old. The author's name is, and help me again on the pronunciation here, James...
Lacine,
thank you. If you're familiar with the Trevor Project, that name might be very familiar to you. How did this piece come about being selected for Cinnabar?
Well, I had heard of the piece. Actually, I came to it just reading a review on the New York Times about it, and I thought, wow, this is really interesting. And then when it became a published piece, I snatched it up and read it and said, this is a piece that not only is powerful and interesting, that the audiences would really connect with, but would work in Cinnabar space. Cinnabar's a unique theater in that it has an intimacy to it, and I thought this
100
is an
intimate
show.
Right?
Yeah, just about 100.
Yeah.
It had been on my radar. And then, lo and behold, we had this little pandemic. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but you know, so
nah.
So Cinnabar,
I don't believe
Cinnabar
it.
Has pivoted to filming shows and then streaming them out to our audience, like a bunch of theaters are doing.
I love that.
And it really fits with that as well. And it's really been fantastic. It allows us to connect to our audience. And what it also allows us to do is connect to an audience across the United States. Because you don't need to live in Sonoma County.
Correct.
To order this show. You can live anywhere. And I know Mike's got family back east.
Crazy Italian relatives back east that are always clamoring and saying, well, we can't see your shows.
Yeah,
you don't have that excuse anymore. We'll see if you show up or not. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how we came to it.
So let's talk about the play itself.
Before you guys got here, Harry kind of ran down what the play's about, and I had to ask him, is this a true story? And it's not.
And as I said, it's not a true story, and yet it is a true story in the topics that it covers.
Because it keeps happening.
Yeah. Yeah. So The Absolute Brightness of Leonard Pelkey. If you see any of the advertising material, you'll see color, you'll see brightness, and yet this play has a dark component to it. Why don't you clue our audience into what this play is about?
Yeah, I keep saying it's a beautiful story about a brutal murder. I think at its core, in a lot of ways, it's a detective mystery show. We have these, as Mike said, he gets to play 9 characters, but we never, Leonard is not one of them, and we never meet Leonard, but what we do is we learn everything about Leonard through the people that he touches, and this is a totally uplifting, gorgeous story that you walk away from. Feeling really good about humanity and good. And, you know, I every time I've read it, every time I watch Mike do it, I think, you know, it's joyous, which sounds a little bit strange because
it does indeed.
But what it is it's we have this character, Leonard, who is utterly himself, unabashedly himself. And he teaches that through the people that he meets get to learn. Get rub off on him a little bit, being yourself, no matter what that is, being your true self.
But Leonard's not in the play.
Leonard is not in the play.
But you just said there's a character?
We learn about Leonard. We learn
from
everybody else.
From the nine people.
It's really odd to have a character that never appears on stage, but he's the character we know best when the play is over.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. The performance begins with you, Mike, playing a detective from a small town on the Jersey Shore investigating the sudden death of a gay youth, and that's Leonard Pelkey. I love the fact in Dan Taylor's article it says, "I'm literally reacting to myself," said Mike Pavone. "Suddenly I'm a woman character on the other side of the stage with a different accent."
Yeah, I would be the detective.
How do you people do this stuff?
This is why most actors are in therapy. But I would be the detective who's basically your narrator. And as the detective tries to solve the case, he comes in contact with other people, which is where he learns about Leonard, who he is, and how he's affected this entire community. And there's five men, four women, I think, of all different ages, from a young 16-year-old girl to a 75-year-old woman who smokes three packs a day. And I'll be the detective setting up this conversation between the detective and another character on one stage right, and then I go to stage left and I turn into the other side of it, reacting to myself back over there, which my head was on fire so many of the nights.
Mine is right now, just listening to you.
Yeah.
Now, you're not changing costumes or anything.
No, the biggest costume change is I put on a pair of glasses. There's no time. I mean, it just rips through. The story moves very
quickly. In a lot of ways, it's really, I mean, it brings it down to storytelling. This is like, someone around a campfire telling a really good story, so to speak. And it's all done with his body and his voice. And he does a hell of a job.
So you have this story requiring nine different characterizations. How did you go about casting it? How did you pick this guy to tell this story?
I'm not sure Nathan did, just so you put that out there. He seemed to be very happy and gracious about inheriting me, which I felt good about. But Ellie Lichtenstein, our good friend and, of course, one of the main people behind the success of the cinema.
I've been in love with Ellie for 25, 30 years.
Exactly. Well, join the club. But
yeah, I know.
She had the faith in me. In fact, what's interesting about the pandemic is I had never worked at the Cinnabar, and we were rehearsing another play that Ellie was a part of. I met Ellie after a play I had done maybe a year ago, where she came up to me and was very, very kind afterwards. So I think she remembered that performance, and then I was rehearsing playing someone who played two or three different characters, and then it got canceled because of the pandemic. Yeah. And it was really sad because we were having such a great time. So her and I had become friendly, and she remembered all that. And when it came time to find someone crazy enough to memorize 27 pages of dialogue, she thought enough of me. It was very flattering to suggest I try it.
Yeah, I would think so.
Now, I've seen some other publicity material about the show, and this will be your first one-person show, correct?
Yes, and last.
Nathan, as well, directing. This is the first time I've directed a one-person show.
That was my next question, is how hard is it to direct a play like this?
It's very different. And, maybe that is obvious. But, I went into it thinking, of course, is it? But it's very quiet. You know, there are less voices in the room, so to speak. So it really just, in a lot of ways, it gives you a time that you usually don't have. But also, there's a little more, I don't know about Mike, but I was, it's a little scarier than working on a big musical.
But you're only directing one person, nine characters.
Yeah, but the wonderful thing about him is he directed me as if I was nine people. Yeah. When we approached each character.
Sounds like you were that difficult?
No, but I mean, it was great. I mean, we referred to those characters in, their names, and he directed me in each one as they were uniquely different people, and it seemed kind of normal on my end of it, except the fear part. The fear part was jacked way up. I've never been so scared in my life. But
I can imagine.
Now, Mike, you've had a long career in television, so filming is not something that's foreign to you.
No.
And yet, this was foreign to you, right?
Well, yeah. Filming, from the production standpoint, is a very familiar place for me. Standing for an hour and 15 minutes, playing nine different characters, and not allowed to necessarily stop down and change angles and relight and all those things that you do in film. This was, at least its intent, was a one-shot deal.
You've already filmed it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was different in that regard. The pressure of getting through the 1 hour and 15 minute take one was overwhelming. And as an old jock, it was a great challenge that I wanted to overcome and check off the bucket list. By the way, it was number 4 on the bucket list. I've canceled 5 through 10 because I just can't do any more of this.
I canceled all of mine.
Yeah. It sounds like a great idea in a movie, but ultimately...
The only one I have left is going to Italy.
Well, I hope you do.
Yes.
I didn't know you'd never been.
No, it's... I'm ashamed.
You should be. I think they've pulled your card.
I have family in Naples and...
Oh, free places to stay and you haven't
gone?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my God.
My real last name is Vicario, and apparently my cousin was there and he said, once told me, just go to the phone book, pick out any of the millions of Vicarios there and tell them you're related.
It is very much like that. You'll be fine.
I know.
All right. We're talking to Nathan Cummings and Mike Pavone.
Is it Cumming or Cummings?
With an S.
Cummings.
That's what I
thought.
The
Absolute Brightness of Leonard Pelkey. It opens on video January 22nd. It's available on demand through the 31st. We do have a pass available to the first caller at 707-636-1350. If you'll leave producer Mike your name, your email address, and your phone number, somebody from Cinnabar Theater will be getting in contact with you to get you that information on how to downstream this show.
Okay, and for other people, what do they do? Where do they go to?
Just go to the website. It's really...
The Cinnabar website?
Cinnabar's website, which is, cinnabartheater.org.
Right.
We've been working on making this as easy and painless as possible. We're using a streaming service that if you are a... you don't have to be a tech wizard to be able to watch this on your big screen TV at home.
Right. I can do that.
So in much the same.
And I will. I just got to see him.
Yeah. No, he's
doing
great.
These 9 characters.
Well, I'm a big fan of people setting the bar low, Steve, because I've never disappointed when that was the case. So
I'm right with you, pal.
Yeah.
Mike's being awfully modest. I've seen Mike in any of number productions over the years, and he's always done a stellar job. And I am also looking forward to seeing this show. It's about an hour and 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
So it's a quick watch. And I would encourage you folks, again, check out the Cinnabar Theater
website. And if you have to pause it, you can.
Yeah, make popcorn.
I think you get a pass for 24 hours or so that if you...
48.
48. You get 48. 2 days to watch it.
Wow.
From the start. And so cinnabartheater.org is the website. It's The Absolute Brightness of Leonard Pelkey. And we've been talking to Mike Pavone and Nathan Cummings.
One of the reasons I asked you if it was a true story is because the name Leonard Pelkey...
It has a familiarity
to it,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I thought, oh, wait a minute. I know this story.
I made the same assumption when I first got it and looked it up immediately. But it just sounds like a million stories told in a very different kind of way.
Yeah.
Well, it started out as a short story or a novel by Leonard...
Right.
Give me the name again.
Lessine.
James Lessine. And it was developed into a one-man show that played off-Broadway very successfully. Went to L.A. for a while, another very successful run. This is the first production of this in the Bay Area, as I understand it.
It is. We're premiering it here, so it's great.
And James Lessine, I have found out, is going to watch it.
Well, he should.
Yeah,
no,
but that's
pressure,
usually
though,
not
right?
something. And it's a one-man show. I got nowhere to hide.
As I said to Mike in the green room, isn't that terrible? People coming to see or watch your work.
Well, you can imagine. It's like when you have these great people, like remember Rich Little and Kevin Pollak, great impersonators.
Yeah.
They always think it's great until they come face to face with the person they've been making a living off of imitating. Then it's a whole different scenario. And I have such respect for James Lessine, not only as the writer, but I've seen him perform it, and it's intimidating because he's so good.
Is he a New Yorker? Do you know?
I believe he is, yeah. Yeah.
And are you guys from Sonoma County, or what's your story?
Born in Queens, came out to the Bay Area, 10 San Mateo, and have been in Sonoma County specifically since 2000.
Yeah, I grew up in San Rafael and then lived on the East Coast in New York for about 12 years, and then... roundabout way ended up back here.
And I'm from South Jersey, near the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, where what's his name ran the town?
Frank Sinatra.
No.
Bruce Springsteen?
No, you know, the guy from The Irishman.
Yes, yes.
Buffalino.
Yes, oh, the Buffalino yeah. family. That was northeastern Pennsylvania, actually.
And all the characters but, yeah. in oh, this sorry, play are right. also from South Jersey.
Oh, well, then I'm going to yes. be very particular on how you're performing those characters.
More Mike. Pressure on myself. Yes.
Me and the author, it's hell, Mike, isn't it?
Mike, I assume you've seen the thing after you filmed it.
I have, yeah. They were very gracious to allow me to see a rough cut, which if I was in Hollywood, I would never give an actor that opportunity. But they were very kind, and Nathan and I had the same couple of three notes, and it really was fun.
Did you
pleasant.
Have to change anything?
Not change.
Redo
it's really
anything?
Just tweaking sound, and you know, yeah, okay. they, you Technical know, the stuff. The videographers, you know, they do color correction at the end of things like that. Yeah. But, you know.
The first time I saw it, it's like all first cuts. You're so overwhelmed. Looking at yourself, it's just odd because it's all been in your head. Yeah. So I had to watch it a second time. And the second time, I was very proud and pleased of the whole thing, which
well,
Nathan was the first time, thankfully. I was still in that, you know, twilight zone. So
I love the fact that Cinnabar is doing these kinds of productions where you're live on the stage, there's no audience. But they film it and then they stream it and then it's just a great idea.
Their last Why production was a one-person Ann Landers show, which I thought was very well done.
Why aren't more theaters doing things like that?
A lot of theaters aren't really equipped for it, quite frankly. It's a major investment that Cinnabar's had to make. It's
yeah,
a major
okay.
expense to bring these professionals in to do that. Most are relying on Zoom and other live streaming
right.
Processes to bring their works to light. It doesn't look as good as a pre-film show, quite frankly. But Mike and I were having this debate in the green room, which is theater versus film. You know, it's kind of this strange hybrid of art forms that
yeah.
works in some ways, and yet in other ways it doesn't work.
Having done it all different ways now, this is by far my favorite because the acting experience is the same. In Zoom, it's a very disjointed way of doing it, even if you do it as well as it can be done.
Yeah.
There's always this oddity to trying to relate to characters that are not there. Here, I had no characters to relate to. That was his own challenge, but it felt very organic from an actor's point of view.
Do you think it was easier doing this without an audience?
That's a great question, Steve. I'll tell you why.
I would think it would be, personally, but what do I know?
It was and it wasn't. It was in that... If I could keep everything out of my field of vision and just focus on story and stay inside my own head, it was really good and very fulfilling as an actor.
Yeah.
But then there's the flip side of it is you go for an hour and 15 minutes. It's a very emotional play. It's also hilarious, but you're exhausted. And when you say the last line, crickets.
Yeah, no applause.
No audience, no applause, no nothing. And you're just staring into a black space and you
Nathan, couldn't you have at least applauded?
Yeah.
One hand clapping.
Nathan did everything he
could
to support me.
Could the sound engineer run a sound of applause from The Price is Right or
yeah,
something
exactly.
like that?
Yeah.
You know, I'll say that I think that it's, you know, I think Mike had it doubly difficult. Not only is he doing a one-person show, but without an audience, there is the when you're on stage... you as a performer, you feed off of the audience, whether it's a
sure.
drama,
yeah.
whether it's a comedy,
yeah.
there is that energy that there is that connection that is there. And often as a performer, you use that energy to keep things, to keep the emotion going, to keep the momentum of a play going. And he did that all on his own without anybody.
Now, it's not like you didn't have anybody because you had three cameramen
yeah.
running around, didn't you?
The most disconcerting thing for me was that they were never there through all the rehearsal process. And they are the three closest people
yeah.
to you when you actually do it. So on the night you have to deliver, suddenly I had three giant bodies right in front of me.
Well, and that's cool, though. There's not. It's not just a static
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, but it was from terms of focus. I kept seeing things I'd never seen before at the wrong time, you know. And I got used to it, but it was interesting.
Well, I can't wait to watch it. It opens on your...
January 22nd.
That's tomorrow.
That would be tomorrow, yes.
Okay.
Now, again, when we say opens,
yeah.
we mean it's available starting
that's
tomorrow.
That's what I meant. What are the times? Or time.
It's whenever you want.
Whenever you want. What's really great
oh, that's
is
right.
that,
it's
you
filmed
know,
and
it,
it's rolling,
yeah,
and
it's,
you just...
You go on, and it's going to say, you know, like, you buy the ticket, you've got 48 hours. You want to watch it at 2 in the morning? You want to watch it at 2 in the afternoon? It's like up to it. You. So we want to make it as easy as possible for our audience to see.
So it opens it.
Tomorrow, January 22nd.
Okay, tomorrow.
Shall we say 12:01 a.m.?
There you go. It officially does. You can start watching at 12:01.
It starts streaming at 12:01.
Yes. Yeah, and so I can watch it Saturday?
Yeah. Yes.
I shall.
Or Sunday, Steve, or Monday. Say Tuesday if you like. If you want to start Tuesday, end Wednesday. You can do
Steve
that too.
Leave Steve alone. I am honored that you would take the time to watch it.
Oh, I'm going to after all this.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of yours anyway. And
thank you.
It's Nathan Cummings and Mike Pavone from Cinnabar Theater's production of The Absolute Brightness of Leonard Pelkey. Go to cinnabartheater.org and you can figure out how and when to watch it. But yeah, I can't wait to see it, man.
Great.
Because of the pandemic, I've seen everything on TV.
Yeah.
Right. I got no Netflix left, Prime Video. It's like, I've seen it. I've seen it all.
How thoughtful, Steve. I've run out of everything to watch, so I'll watch your show.
I don't care.
We'll Nathan and I are fine.
You can quote me in the program. Steve Jackson says, I've run out of everything to watch. I'm going to watch Mike Pavone.
All right. Thanks again to Nathan Cummings and Mike Pavone from the Cinnabar Theater production of The Absolute Brightness of Leonard Pelkey. Start streaming tomorrow. For all your information, go to cinnabartheater.org.
Great to see you guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.